the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Hurricane Milton plows into Florida as a Category 3 storm, raking across the central part of the state and now out in the Atlantic, bringing misery to a coast still ravaged by Helene, pounding cities with winds over 100 miles an hour and producing a barrage of tornadoes. As the sun came up, we started to get a better look at the destruction. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the largest National Guard deployment in Florida history is now in place, as well as the largest staging of utility workers and linemen in American history, ready to try and get the power back on across the state.
Over 50,000 linemen. So as soon as that storm passes, you're going to see the assessments and the power restoration efforts commence immediately.
The hurricane brought deadly storm surge to much of Florida's Gulf Coast, including densely populated areas such as Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Fort Myers. A New Jersey assemblyman learned firsthand the dangers of home invasion and car theft. Paul Canitra says thieves broke into his family's home where they were staying in Hazlitt with his mother-in-law, grabbed the key fob to his BMW, stole the car, and sped off. The car had his state assembly license plates on it. Canitra says the car was tracked to Newark before the GPS was torn out, eventually recovered in New York. Now he says his family is afraid to go to sleep at night. Home invasions connected to car thefts have been rising in communities across New Jersey. Canitra praised the police, but speaking with our Bill Spadia last hour, he blamed Governor Murphy's bail reform policies and refusal to address juvenile crime as the reason some families have been victimized in this way. Canitra says it's the laws that we are passing that is making this an epidemic of crime.
Governor Murphy texted me last night, and I didn't text him back because of how pissed off I am.
Canitra says gangs recruit kids to do their dirty work because they know under New Jersey law there's no way to hold them accountable. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s across New Jersey this morning. It's breezy and cool. It'll stay that way through this afternoon. We will see plenty of sunshine today, and our weather stays completely dry. But high temperatures only make it into the lower 60s, feeling a bit November-ish out there. Clear and calm tonight. Lows in the lower 40s for most. 30s and patchy frost possible in spots. We'll see more sunshine tomorrow with highs pushing into the upper 60s. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86 or online at lollygon.com.
Patterson is 47, Hamilton 49, Cape May Courthouse is 44. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.